Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Stop doing!
Touch the microphone.
Get away from there, Glenn.
Touch the mic. Stroke the microphone.
Coddle the microphone. It is the Mixcast. I am here with the Reverend Enfuego.
Hi.
And his crazy rules and the rule breaker, Glenn Cannon.
Hello.
And I am the ghost of Steve Miggs.
What?
It's nice to be here and not be dead.
Hey, pipe down there, big fella.
Hey!
Yes, had a near... It's funny because everyone's like, oh, you nearly died yesterday. And I don't really view it as a near-death experience. I view it as a near catastrophe of life, quite possibly. But I never felt like my life was on the line.
You never do.
No, that's true. So for those that didn't hear BJ Miggs, didn't see my, do yourself a favor and go on my social media at I'm Steve Miggs. I posted pictures on the Twitter and all the other places. And so what happened yesterday was driving home from work, went to the gym. I was like, on my way home, I'm going to go see my wife and then come back for Monday Night Raw. And as I'm on I-5, right by South Center exit, a little bit before that, because that's the exit I ended up getting off of, I see this little metallic object on the ground. And I'm like, oh, looks like a fork or a knife or something, like a butter knife, like
watch
from
out.
The distance. You know
fork
what I mean?
In the road.
If it had been summer, it would have been piping hot.
Pipe down over there now. I'm going to use on you. And so I'm like, well, that's weird. You know, you see weird things on the road all the time. Car, a couple cars in front of me, drives over it, kicks it up. So to answer your question, there's no one really to blame except for whoever originally put that pipe on the ground. But I don't think anyone intentionally put a pipe on the ground. It probably fell out of a car.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a, I don't even know what the hell it is. It could be something or anything. But anyways, turns out it's not a little fork or a knife. It's this 14 or so. Yeah, I actually brought it in. This giant.
Yeah, check out this sucker.
This pipe is the pipe that got ran over. It's about 14 inches. Kind of girthy.
It's heavy.
I feel like it's from the adult size Clue playset.
Yes.
You know?
Right,
it
right.
It was Miggs in the Jeep with the lead pipe.
It was Dr. Mustard.
Dr. Mustard?
I don't know. What was his name?
Colonel Mustard.
Would you like
my
touch
bad,
Steve's
you snob.
Jeez.
That's the pipe. And, oh, yeah, we have Justin here. Our good bud Justin.
Put that in your pipe
us.
And smoke.
Hi, Justin. This thing is absolutely terrifying. No.
No, no, no. I don't think anybody really wants
you
that.
You could F somebody up with that, for sure.
I would assume so.
Okay.
Well, you know, before I didn't really introduce Justin properly.
We need to mount that on a plaque.
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
So nice to see you, Justin.
So thanks for all the love last week.
Yeah. So anytime. I was wondering, how does it feel to hear yourself over and over and over and over?
My
and
mother
over
watched over. Me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Hannah thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, she did.
It's always funny when it's not you. Right? That's one of life's great mottos I've always learned. It's always hilarious when it's not me, and it's always funny when it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, so this thing gets kicked up. It starts flying in my direction. And so my first thought was, please hit the front of my car, you know, because it's starting to work its way up. And that's when everything kind of went in slow motion. Like, I've talked about this on the air, and I was like, I've never experienced life slowing down the way
Matrix
that it did.
Time.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool.
And I'm sure it was more of like just how I perceived reality after the fact. And nothing really slowed down. It was just that I was cool, calm, and collected and kind of knew what I was about to have to embark on. And it was just, okay, I got to figure out how not to let this kill me. And that was kind of the mindset that I had. So as it's coming to me, I'm like, okay, it's not hitting the, it's getting higher. It's definitely going to clear my Jeep, the hood part. Will it clear all the way above the windshield? And I'm like, I don't think it's gonna. So then I look in my rearview mirror or the side mirror, and I'm like, okay, there's no cars on the carpool lane, so I have a little bit of freedom to have to swerve if I need to.
Wow.
So let me kind of gauge how this thing is coming at me. And that's when I realized I'm definitely gonna have to swerve. This thing is coming right at my face.
It's coming right for us.
So I just give it a, not even a, like, honestly, if there was a car in the carpool lane, I probably would have just annoyed them. But I wouldn't have hit them.
Kind of minor adjustment.
Yeah, it was maybe a foot and a half, if that. Just enough, and then bam, hits the passenger window. First thought was, I'm so glad I'm in this car by myself. Second thought was, son of a bitch, I just opened up a bag of fruit snacks, and I know glass is in that now.
It's weird how your brain thinks that way.
Yes.
It does.
And I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Third thought was, am I going to get to see WWE's Monday Night Raw tonight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are the things that go through your mind.
And
it's
that was
so true.
The first thing that I thought was when I saw the picture that he sent, because I realized right away that, okay, well, if he's sending a picture, he's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that's put out. But it's like, oh, is he going to make it to
Monday
Night Raw?
Wrestling. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, this is what he looks forward to, like, every year when they show up.
Thought four was, oh, I'm glad I have another bag of fruit snacks in my glove compartment box. Then thought five was the one that truly gave me a moment of panic. And it wasn't it's stupid in the grand scheme of things. And I know my friends wouldn't have cared. But I had Kevin from Metal Shop's pair of tickets in my bag because I was going to meet him at the key so he didn't have to stop at work and slow himself down because he was going to be running late.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pair of tickets at Will Call for my buddy Cooper. But they were under my name through the WWE. They were able to help me get an extra pair.
Oh, nice.
So then I was just like, okay, I'm going to screw over four people and their experience. And that really bummed me out. I'm like, I got to figure this out. And then that's when I realized, oh, there's a giant hole in my windshield. There's glass everywhere. There's
pipe
glass.
Just came through my windshield.
It's in the hole. Like, there's a, you know, it's impaled my windshield. There's glass all over my gym bag, the passenger seat. There's glass all over me. It's still on my face. Like, nothing cut me, but I got the residual. And then I was thinking, my gosh, thank God I did get the passenger side, because if that hit my face, granted, the pipe wouldn't have hurt me, but the glass would have blinded me.
Yeah.
And I would have gotten into an accident easily, and God knows what would have happened after that. And there was a moment in my head that I'm like, is this the moment that I'm going to black out and then wake up in the hospital? You know how you always hear those stories of someone getting into an awful accident, they don't remember the accident?
Oh, I've been in several severe accidents, and I love the play-by-play you're giving, because that's literally how it works.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, oh, he's going to stop in time. Nope, he's not going to stop in time. Then I remember the car basically exploding around me, and as all the glass shattered, I remember thinking, there goes my face.
Yeah.
That just took my face off.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm looking, and my car's being slid up the road sideways. That means he hit me hard. You know, but it's all these rational thoughts.
It's very
literally
cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, you get all this data very, you know,
very logical.
So as you're going through that, I'm like, dude, yeah, I know exactly what he means. Yeah,
and then I'm like, okay, there's a hole. Will this windshield hold for me to get somewhere?
Can
I'm
I
like,
put some tape on that?
Do I have duct tape in my
stuff
car?
Fruit snacks in the hole.
Chew up some gum, work it out. So then I'm like, okay, get off this freeway. Now calmly getting over, but I'm hearing it still cracking. And I'm like, geez, just let me get off the freeway before it collapses.
Wow, geez.
Yeah. Then it starts raining. And my first instinct was, turn on the wind. No, don't turn on the windshield wipers. This will make this worse. Pull into this parking lot at the South Center Mall by some like Johnny Bahama's restaurant or something.
Yeah, you know what I want? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't even know if that's the right name, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I know.
Something tropical.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I realized the irony is I'm parked right next to an auto glass repair van. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Guys, I've got a rock chip. Can you take a look at this?
You got some of that resin stuff you just kind of squirt in there. Yeah, I think this will work.
You guys fix those rock chips for free, right?
Right. You always said the crack's got to be about the size of a quarter. Well, I've got a hole about a half dollar. That's good, right? Of course, nobody, I couldn't get a hold of the person. I call a bunch of people. They're like, we'll call you right back. I don't know if we can see you tomorrow? I'm like, I have a hole in my windshield. It's completely about to, like, just unravel.
Well, and Jeep windshields are flat, too. It's one of those things you don't consider, that window is not aerodynamic.
At all.
It's
weird.
A flat. So now the wind resistance against the shattered windshield explosion. Could literally, it could just make it the thing pop and fall into your lap.
100%. And it's basically like, Jeeps are known for just getting all these cracks. Like everyone. Whoa.
No! Banana phone.
I have no idea who that is, and I'm not answering it.
Oh, you should answer.
That's actually the Jeep sound
effect. Do I dare?
I mean,
go ahead and answer.
I mean,
it's a bill collector.
All right, here we go.
We can always edit this out.
Yeah, we
later.
Can edit it out.
Hi, this is Steve.
Thank you for choosing Marriott Hotels. We would like to inform you that through our friends and family program, your telephone number was qualified by our booking system to receive an all-inclusive complimentary stay.
Oh, my God!
For further details, press 1 now.
Would you like more details?
Call list,
you only have
now.
To sit
press
in a...
Press 2, dude.
Can I press two. F-U?
Press 2.
I just hung up.
Oh, no. Press 2 puts you on the do not call list.
I don't even trust that that's even going to be anything.
Yeah. This could
that
happen just, again.
I mean, the fact that you answered means that they know that you've answered, so they'll keep calling.
Son of a bitch. Block the number.
Don't you hate that?
What are you? I live here in Seattle. Why do I want a free hotel room in
Meanwhile,
Seattle?
Meanwhile, Marriott so you can, just got a free a plug. Little,
we're going to edit that out. I'm kidding. That's too much work.
It is a lot of work. That was kind of frightening, though.
If they call back, I'm cursing them out.
So anyway, we were discussing the big pipe in your hole.
So, yes. I had to... It's very uncomfortable. Hey, I haven't been able to close that hole since then. I'm not sitting the same. So now I pull off.
Just breathe, Steve.
I'm calling on places. Of course, one of the first places I call is Simply Safe. What is there?
Safeway Repair.
Yeah. That one. I call that place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Of course, they're like, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. We can't get you in until like 3 days from now. Is that okay? No. I need to get in today. Well, we can't do that. Okay, good.
You should have kicked that baby outward and then put on some goggles and just started rocking, right?
His foot probably would have stuck in the windshield like it.
Nah, it's safety glass.
The glass was kind of sticky, though, because it stuck on all my body.
Oh, yeah, they do those little cubelets. Yeah. The night that I got... pounded the thing I was talking about. That's not a bad thing.
Talking about a pipe,
pipes
still?
And holes. But yeah, I went to a party afterwards and I was still digging safety glass out of my hair and stuff all around. I was like, yeah, I got hit by this kid. I'm glad he didn't kill me. You know,
Jesus, dude.
Of course, I woke up the next day and was like, oh, I'm hurt. But anyway, so continue.
So I'm calling a bunch of places, and I say Safelite doesn't. And so I put it on. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to hit up the Facebook social media community because sometimes I would never think about that. But it's a lot of because I've been calling and getting denied. Like I went through 5 different numbers, and I'm having no luck. And I know that I can't go too far in this car because of the windshield. So I throw it up there.
Goggles.
Everybody's like, Safelite. Check out Safelite. Even though in my comment, I said, hey, blah, blah, blah. I need some suggestions. Safelite's not an option. They told me they can't get me in today.
Welcome to social media.
Nobody reads
first comment, Safelite.
Anything.
Next comment, Safelite.
Yeah. And then finally someone wrote, I would recommend Safelite, but unlike the others, I read your post and I know. You are my hero.
Whoever that was, rules.
You are the props wind beneath my wings. So then Rock Girl Sarah, of all people, thankfully, she saw it. She goes, hey, go to Lucky Dog. I've gone there a few times. Those guys are great. And they're in Kent. I'm like, all right, I'm not that far from Kent.
Just so we're clear, a hot chick swooped in to rescue Steve.
Yes.
Continue.
The queen in shining armor.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I called them. They're like, yeah, we can get you in. Perfect. So I go down there, get the car in there. And then they're like, okay, blah, blah, blah. What's your number? I'm like, no, you don't need, here's my number, but you don't need to worry about calling me. I'm just going to stay here. They're like, well, it's going to take a few hours. And I'm like, it's 1 o'clock. A few hours. I have to be at the Key Arena at 4 o'clock. So now I'm in this weird dilemma of how do I get this done in time. So
do you know who I am?
That's what I started thinking. I'm like,
oh, oh man.
I'm like, I
don't go to the dark side, man.
I need to get to Raw.
But you could say, bro, look, I could give you some plugs and I will do, like, you know, there's a way to do it tactfully.
I didn't pull the don't you know who I didn't go local celebrity Steve Mays. But what I started thinking
you may have
was
seen me wrestling.
I don't know if you see me on New Day Northwest or wrestling or playing drums with Stone Temple. I'm drummer Stone Temple Pilots. I got a show to play.
Here's my wiki.
You know, sex type thing. That's me. So, anyways, I started thinking, how do I tactfully or not so tactfully? How do I just let them know I work on the radio? I do not want any discount. All I want is a buddy deal in speeding this
just
process
expedite.
Up.
Expedite.
Yeah, get this done. But he looked at me and goes, look, man, it's going to take a few hours because we have to wait for the window to show up. Then we have to clean out the car, blah, 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 blah. It's a process. I'm like,
leave the glass, stuff the window in the hole.
Yes.
And I will
crazy
drive.
Glory. Crazy glory. Yeah, I don't care. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll finish it, okay? Just use the pressure.
Do you have a burlap sack and some saran wrap? We can do this.
And goggles. So all of a sudden, like, I'm like, here's the golden ticket. I hear out of the shop, my voice, a promo for KISW is playing. Oh, I'm like, oh my God, they're listening to KISW here. They're listeners of our station.
Hey, if you're Ryan Castle, we could probably do something for you, but
so now I'm like, how do I do this? I'm like,
oh, you work with BJ Shea? I hate that show, man.
That Migs guy's freaking annoying. So I text Ted. I'm like, Ted, when you get on the air, say hi to the Lucky Dog and tell them to fix up my car quick. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that. So
that actually would have been awesome.
Would have been funnier.
Hey, everyone at Lucky Dog Auto Glass.
My
this
friend
is
Steve
Ted
is here.
Smith, the Ted Smith. My friend Steve is standing in your lobby. That would have been incredible.
Now
man.
We know sausages are fantastic. Also, speedy window repairs are fantastic too.
That would have been incredible, dude.
And Ted like hot dog.
Ted like hot dog.
So I'm like, okay, the owner guy is back in there, and I'm like, and I hear my voice in the station playing. I'm like, oh, that's too funny. And he's like, what's too funny? I'm like,
that's me.
I'm like, oh, you guys are listening to the radio station I work at. He goes, oh, no way. What station? I'm like, oh, KSW. He goes, cool
and story, bro.
Doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, cool story.
And I'm like, oh, I was hoping for, oh, what do you do there? Oh, I'm on the radio.
I clean the toilet.
Yeah, right. What he thought. He's like, this loser.
Yeah, good for you, pal.
Right.
Yeah, I work there too.
I saw the inside of your car. You're clearly not a guy that has his crap together. You're a mess.
I know a guy named Glenn that works over there too.
So then I was like, oh, well, I'm done. I give up. I'm just going to have to deal with this. And at that point, I had to text Kevin and be like, look, man, I don't even know if I'm going to get there in time, but I have your tickets. But it would have probably been better for you to have to pick them at the station. I'm so sorry.
Meet me at Lucky Dog Auto Glass.
So he's like, oh, my friend Sean, who I know is a good dude. I party with him over at WrestleMania. He's an awesome guy. He was just plus one. He lives in Kent. He's like, well, Sean lives in Kent. He can come by and get the tickets.
Nice.
Perfect. And then he goes, also, if you want, Sean could take you. He said he'll be willing to take you to the key and bring you back to your car.
Nice. Chauffeur service.
So I'm like, if everything that could go wrong went wrong, all of a sudden there's this like weird shift of everything that could go right is going
right.
Oh, that's
a power win, man.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm like, okay, cool, let me check. So I asked the lady there. I'm like, I don't know who, if you know who I am, but I'm local. No. I was like, hey, is there, I have to be in an event that I'm working at. I'm
yeah.
going. But you know, I'm trying to keep it somewhat professional. I have to be in an event. I have to be there at 4. My buddy can pick me up. Is there any way I could pay in advance? And is there any way you can leave my car, even if it's unlocked? I don't care.
Throw the key under the seat.
Right, or put it in the back. No one ever opens up the hatch on a damn Jeep. I forget to lock that all the time. I'm like, is there any way you could just kind of put it somewhere and I could just get my car later? And I'll even sign something that says, I absolve you guys of anything that weird. And they're like, oh, no, we have lock boxes. We can put it in a lock box and we give you a key code. And like, you just give us a 4-digit key code and we'll set it up.
Nice.
So now I'm stressed because I'm like, what do I give as a 4-digit key
6969.
And that's all I could think was 6969.
Knew it.
So as
I knew it.
As I'm starting to write 6969 on this little post-it note, the owner guy's like, just use the last 4 digits of your cell. That's all we usually do. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's it. Here you go. Oddly enough, the last 4 digits of my cell is 6969.
Yeah.
So
easy to remember.
Oh, but I was like, oh my gosh, because I couldn't think. I was frozen. So then I was like, perfect. Then it all kind of like every ounce of anxiety and stress
melted away,
and I started shivering. Like all of a sudden, like it was like this
adrenaline
weird,
was gone, man.
Yeah, dude. Like I was in go mode until that moment where it was like, now things are kind of normal.
You can start processing, and that's It can be rough, man.
Yeah, like, honestly, the biggest thing that I thought of was, like, thank God my wife was not in my car with me, because, I would have made it a point to absorb this pipe onto the driver's side, which would have then blinded me, which in turn could have been an awful accident and hurt both of us, because I sure as hell wasn't going to want it to absorb her side and then her get hit with all the glass, and then I'm having to witness that. That would have been, I would have rather get into an accident than have to witness that ever in my life. But so I'm sitting there, and I go on social media, and my friend... Sometimes you need a friend saying the most inappropriate things to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good friend. His name's Ethan HD. He wrestles. He's one of the American Guns with Mike Santiago, two of the best wrestlers in Washington. Like,
I saw this, and it was genius.
You were brilliant. He's trained wrestlers in India, New Zealand. Like, he's legit an awesome wrestler, and he's also a comedian, and he's super funny, and he's just a good dude. He's one of my favorite people. So he posts on Twitter, had no one... Some random person or somebody in our that we have mutual friends tagged me. He's like, hey, did you see what Ethan just wrote? Because he didn't even tag me in the tweet. He just put up this tweet that for people to read. And there's
that
no,
makes it even better.
There's no context.
That's even better, dude.
And so he's at Real Ethan HD. And it says, anyone seen my pipe? It came off my car on I-5 about a half hour ago. Some a-hole grabbed it with his windshield and drove off with it.
That is great.
It's like, sometimes you need a good laugh in the eyes of some really weird S.
Oh, yeah.
And it's subtle and it's funny. You're not tagged in it at all. Yeah.
Which is what I loved about it better.
Yeah.
He even like messaged me via direct message, like, hey, man, I'm glad you're okay. I hope you know that.
Just effing with you.
Yeah. And then he goes... And then I quickly realized I didn't tag you, and I was like, oh, man, out of context, this sounds really weird, like I'm some weird crackhead.
Yeah, I left my pipe. It was fully loaded. You know, that was my last hit of glass, and I need it.
Oh, man. So thanks to everybody who sent messages and said really nice stuff. You know, we joked this morning about the negative, miserable a-holes, because there's one person like, it sounds scary, but a little dramatic. It's not like the pipe went through the
Jesus.
Window and impaled the seat or anything like that. And I'm like... I never said that. If you listen to how I described the
story. Actually, there was a photo.
Right. Yeah. And there's a hole in the windshield, and the pipe did impale the windshield.
Well, and for you to say, man, this could have killed me,
right,
is accurate.
And honestly, I never even thought like that. Like,
it's not dramatic. This is
what happened.
The sky, water is wet.
Like, had the glass hit me, my thing wasn't about the pipe hitting me. My thing was about the pipe hitting the windshield and the glass hitting me, and that could have... caused some serious issues with me and with everybody that was within striking distance of me in my car. So go after yourself. And like I joked on the air, I'm like, this guy's clearly not a stranger to having things sprayed in his face, so he doesn't think it's a big deal. And I understand that and I respect that. But it was funny because Craig Gaston messaged me and he's just like, he kept writing, you could have died. You know you could have died. I'm like, thanks.
You can stop putting that into my brain
stop
now. Thanks.
That.
You're not helping it. But he was like, you could tell he was genuinely concerned. And that, and, dude, it was just a weird day. Like highs of highs, lows of lows. Nearly died. Got to see some wrestling. It was a good time. I'll tell you what, though. After my buddy dropped me off and I got my vehicle, I went straight to the McDonald's and got myself a McFlurry and sat in the parking lot at 9:30 at night.
That MF-er.
And ate that Oreo McFlurry with the biggest smile on my face, like, I survived. I'm okay.
Forbidden food.
Sid will never know about this, so no one tell her.
Well, at this point, I think you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you get a treat for that.
Woman, I almost died. But it was like I was telling Jason, I was like, never, and you, like, I think you would totally agree with me because it sounds like you had the same mindset when you were in your accident. Never once was I scared. It was like this weird.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't.
It's like, I need to be in control. Yeah. I got to figure out what I'm doing. And so that's why when everyone's like, were you freaking out? Did you poop your pants? I'm like, no, I poop my pants, but that's just what I do on the drive home because I know I'm going to do laundry.
Normal.
But I was like, I was never scared. I was like, it was just crazy. It was just a weird situation.
I think because anyone that's ever been really badly hurt, I would say, has experienced this. Like you said, everything slows way down. And I think that's just what happens when adrenaline hits your...
Yeah.
And it happens quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was doing a U-turn on Admiral Way, and I looked over my shoulder, you know, check my blind spot. No one's there, and I'm idling, doing a U-turn. And this truck came, big jacked up truck came up the ramp. Whip Tony was following. We were going to drop my car off and go to a party. And there were a bunch of cops, like rotators, like six or seven cops down on the ramp I would have taken to get to my apartment building. So the other option was, oh, I'll go the Admiral exit and do a U-turn on Admiral and snake into my apartment building that way because there's all those cops down there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through that.
Right.
So here's me doing this U-turn. And
especially while listening to NWA's After Police.
Right. Well, let's just say it was a Saturday night around 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll just leave it at that. No. So I wasn't drunk, but I had been
right.
drinking, and that's why I was dropping off my car.
Mm-hmm.
Just eliminate that. But yeah, I'm doing that U-turn, and this truck came up the ramp doing probably 60 in a 30. And yeah, that's when it all kicked in, and I looked, and I was like, okay, wow, he's going to stop in time. And then, nope, he's not
going to
stop. And then as his headlight and bumper and door came through my driver's side door and the car exploded around me, I'm like, ah, he hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then as all the glass exploded, I went, ah, there goes my face. Mm-hmm. That just took my face off.
That's the craziest thought.
And that's what I was thinking, like, ah, there goes my face.
My face is gone.
And then he hit me so hard, it slid my car up the road. Like, he T-boned me, so mm-hmm. it's sliding my car up the road. So I'm seeing the bushes in front of me move to the left. And I'm like, oh, he's sliding me up the road. I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. Damn it, I know I'm hurt. I'm hurt. And then the car finally stopped, and there's, like, dust everywhere in the air. And I'm like, oh, I'm hurt. And he hit me so hard, the door came in, and it pinned my knee to the steering wheel.
Ah!
And it kind of turned my door into, like, I don't know, like a mild U.
Okay, yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
So I reached up and touched my face, and then I looked at my hand. First, I was feeling for moisture, like, oh, nothing feels wet. Because I thought it had ripped my face off.
Yeah.
And nothing feels wet, and I looked at my hand, I'm like, dude, there's no blood. And then it was like, I think I'm okay.
My face is all right.
So then I tried to turn this, because now I'm like, I'm T-boned, I'm in the middle of Admiral Way. And I need to get my car off the road. Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to turn the wheel and I can't. And that's when I'm like, oh, that's because my knee's pinned between the door and the steering wheel. Damn it. So now I'm moving the wheel and I pulled away. It hit me so hard it knocked the front out and out from under my car. So my front wheels were like wobbly back and forth like clown car wheels. And I got over to the shoulder and then I tried to open the door. And the door had been, you know, decimated.
Yeah. And stuck
there. So the door wouldn't open. So I held the door latch in the open position with my right arm and I took my left arm. And using my elbow, beat it about 8 times as hard as I could, and that popped the door open. Actually, my arm was so sore the next day.
Yeah, you'd think. What injury did you get? Well, you know, smashing the door open, it kind
of
did
so
that.
So I smash my way out of the car, and I get out of the car, and I walk over to this kid. Because at this point, honestly, all I'm thinking is, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
Right? So the kid runs up to me, and he, like, kind of grabs me by the shoulders, and I grab him by his. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, have you been drinking? And he's like, are you okay? Have you been drinking? I thought I killed you. Have you been drinking? Are you okay? I went, dude, have you been drinking? And at this point, Tony had parked and ran up, and he was like amazed because when he saw it, he was like, there goes Glenn. Glenn's dead.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine watching. That's one of my biggest fears is seeing like a friend get into an accident
Tony
in front
saw,
of me.
He saw me do the U-turn because Tony was on the ramp behind me. He saw me do the U-turn, and he saw the truck come up and blam, and he went, my singer's gone.
Right.
My singer's dead.
Yeah.
And so Tony at this point was now standing there as well. But, you know, and I was like, have you been drinking? Finally, the kid said yes. And I went, we got to get the F out of here now. And he's like, what? And I'm like, dude, look, there's like 10 cops down over the hill. I guarantee you they heard that. We got to get out of here. And I mean now, dude, right now.
Let's get this clown car out of here.
And he's like, but. And I'm like, get in your truck and follow me. I live right there. That's where I was trying to get to. So I go back over to my car. There's sort of nothing left of the door. So I grab what was left and kind of hold it closed.
Hold me closer.
And,
broken door.
You know, I try to cut the wheel, and the wheels are totally like just doing the wobbly in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. The whole front end was knocked out. And I'm driving this what's left of my car down to my house, go down the street, up the street, into the garage. Now I'm out of harm's way as far as I'm concerned because I'm not going to get arrested for having a couple beers and a couple shots. And I was really close to home. I was like, I'll just drop my car off. Tone was good. And I come out, and the kid's still all shook up, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, look, we can deal with this. Neither of us want to go to jail tonight, right? And he's like, okay, okay. And I'm like, look, just, you know, is there any – his truck wasn't damaged at all. My car was destroyed.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like, dude, look, you know, my car may technically be totaled, but here's what we're going to do. Just I will report the accident to the insurance company tomorrow, And, you know, you do the same thing and we'll be fine, dude. Mm-hmm. And if they ask why we didn't call the cops, we'd be like, you know, it was late. It was Saturday night. We just shook hands. Everyone left the scene safely, mm-hmm. you know, because he was drunk. So then I went to the party that I was headed to. And
still went to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, party
Dude, Tony's like, dude, what do you want to do? I'm like, let's go to the party. But yeah, I got the party and I'm still, my wife was wigging out and I'm digging chunks of safety glass out of my hair and stuff. Dude, the next day, like I said, my arm was all messed up from where I beat the door open. My knee had, it looked like someone cut a golf ball in half and stuffed it under the skin.
Ugh.
But it was on the inside of my knee, not the outside. So when the door drove my knee into the steering wheel, it did it so hard.
Wow.
And then my entire left hip, my entire left side was just like black and blue and purple.
Makes sense.
Adrenaline is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, but it really busted me up. And actually, the funny thing about all that was the truck had some scrapes on the bumper or whatever, but his dad called me and was like, hey, look, if it's okay, I need to say I was driving. And I didn't want to say, did your 21-year-old son tell you that he was hammered drunk and he hit me doing 60, you know? And I'm like, well, why is that? And he's like, well, my son T-boned someone about 3 months ago, so I had to pull him off my insurance.
Oh, boy.
So he wasn't supposed to be driving my truck.
Jesus.
And at that point, I could have been like, your kid was drunk.
Yeah. Your son is a terrible driver.
And I was like, okay, no, that's fine. We'll say you were driving, but here's what happened. Mm-hmm. I was doing a legal U-turn at idle speed, and you came up the ramp in excess. You were doing 60, 70 when you T-boned me and slid me up the road sideways. That's what I'm telling my insurance company, and that's what you've got to say. And he was like, I'll do that. But in the end, I got cited for, not cited, but the insurance company ruled in his favor for failure to yield.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you serious?
That guy owes you like pizza for a month.
Jeez. Failure to yield, man. I had to take my car to a body shop because, you know, no insurance money for me.
Yeah.
The A pillar and B pillar were caved in, so I had to have a frame puller pull the frame straight. Luckily, I had friends. And then I went and got a door off of another car at a junkyard. But yeah.
We
can rebuild it.
Those are the finishing details, but the truth of all that was, while it was happening, literally. Yeah. It was a very calm, composed, I don't think he's going to hit me.
His
headlight was like 6 inches from my face. The truck came through my door. But it was all very calm, like, oh, man, there goes my face. Yep, I guarantee you that ripped my face off. Oh, dude, I'm going to be hurt. I am hurt bad.
Yeah.
Yep, damn. I'm hurt. And then kind of, it all stops, and I'm like, I'm not hurt.
I'm good.
I'm not hurt.
I'm alive.
I got to get out of here or I'm going to get arrested.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I only share that story because it's so true.
It's nuts.
What you're describing about how everything goes into pure slow-mo and every thought. Like, I remember when the big earthquake happened, I ran and grabbed Tawny. And our whole apartment building was like, it was made out of bed sheets.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the whole building's flapping in the wind. And all I could think is, when this building falls, it's going to destroy all my guitars. None of them are in their cases. And that, like, you're talking about the fruit snacks. You're like, oh, dude, my fruit snacks have glass in them.
Right. I really love these fruit snacks.
Yes. I was like, dude, when the building falls, my guitar is going to be ruined because none of them are in cases. Not thinking about.
There's a moment where I was like, maybe if I like take each one out and look at it and examine it and like kind of like brush off any glass.
Why risk it, Steve?
I know, Brad. You're like $1.50 for a bag.
When you get hurt or nearly hurt or whatever and everything slows down like that, those random thoughts are totally like, man, there's going to be glass in my fruit snacks.
And then also, I was like,
it's legit.
I'm just a few days away from my birthday. This is going to put a damper on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's not today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let's pretend it didn't happen.
Okay, fine. I take it back.
Dude, you lived to make it to your next birthday.
Well, I still got one more day.
You know, it's funny.
It's like Final Destination. Now I'm a little nervous. Right?
Did I tell you I was getting Steve a pipe for his birthday?
Well, apparently you got it like 2 days early.
I've been trying to figure out how to get it to him.
Amazon.
I want to surprise him.
Watch me get my nuts fondled by another man.
That's what I want for my birthday.
Your nuts fondled?
Yes, by another man.
With your mom present.
No, with Justin's mom present.
Okay.
No offense.
Just over down the road.
Oh, perfect. I'll bring my pipe.
Dude, we should get a plaque made with little hooks and have that baby mounted.
Dude, seriously.
Well, I'm keeping it under the seat in my car now.
Dude, first off, the thing is heavy as hell. Like, that's defense right there.
This is a weapon.
See, yeah. I'm picturing like a really pretty wooden plaque with a pipe on it, then it just says Almost Heaven or something.
Yeah. You know? Get a button and Stairway to Heaven, please.
Oh, or like one of those big mouth Billy Basses.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime it walks by.
And then like,
oh, dude, if you want, maybe I could turn that into a flute for you.
Wow.
I don't even put my mouth on it because it's sharp.
All right, Jethro.
Hey, you don't know where it's been other than your windshield.
Well, I know, yeah. We were joking, it's a couple of wrestling, but it's like, you need to at some point attack Ethan HD in a wrestling match.
With the pipe, with the window pipe.
Well, it's great because the whole thread of him when he did that, it's just juvenile. I'm going to read it really quick because like, this is the conversations I'm having with someone when I'm like trying to like kind of recover from what the F just happened to me. So he sends that tweet and let me pull it up again. Okay. Anyone see my pipe? It came off my car 5-5 about a half an hour ago. Some AO grabbed it with his windshield and drove off with it. So I respond back with a picture of me holding it and it just says, I found it. And then he goes, dude, did you scratch it? And my response was,
whoa.
My response was, that poop, it fell through the windshield and somehow went up my butt. And then he goes, whew, praise to be Jesus that it's okay. And then my response, hashtag blessed pipe.
Hashtag blessed pipe.
And then our buddy Matt, who's the booker for Defy Wrestling, he chimes in and goes, well, I saw it laying on the side of the road, so I picked it up and threw it. Some jerk in a Jeep grabbed it. Luckily for him, I threw it right at his face or else he wouldn't have been able to catch it. So my response was a Mr. Bean meme of him just flipping the bird.
As a guy that now rides a motorcycle all the time, seeing that pipe makes me a little nervous.
As a man who rides a motorcycle all of the time, aren't you just generally terrified about Washington drivers in general?
Pretty much,
man.
Every time Justin and I were talking about this morning, pretty much every time I ride, someone has tried to kill me. That's how I put it. But basically, just don't tailgate. Keep your head on a swivel on every intersection.
Nobody pays attention to anything at all, man.
Every intersection, I cover my brakes and kind of do left, right. We're good. And then I goose the throttle through. And if there's 10 four-way intersections in a row, I do it at every one.
Well, I remember my
first one. Yeah, I don't trust people.
When we first started driving, and she was driving the car, and she would always give me a hard time. She's like, why do you check your mirrors and then you lean over your shoulder and look really quick?
Blind spot.
And I'm like, the reason why I do is I once almost swiped a motorcyclist, and I remember then it was actually going to a Monday Night Raw in Tacoma, I believe, with a stripper, which was I didn't tell that part to my wife. She didn't need to know that. This is before we were dating. This is many years before her, but it was a friend of mine that happened.
It was actually
to be a
in a previous life.
And yeah, I was like,
oh yeah,
whole other life. So, anyways, that happened, and then the motorcyclist like spent the entire rest of the ride flipping me off, and I'm like, I don't know how else to apologize. So I just swiped it and took him out. No, I'm kidding, of course. But ever since then, I have been diligent about check, look over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the reason
check
being,
your blind spot.
I do not want to ever feel that way again where I was like, I almost killed somebody because I thought I had everything covered. It wasn't even like I was being reckless. I mean, yeah, smoking a pipe while driving, but you know, I use my knees, no big deal.
Right.
No, but I thought for sure I was safe to get into the next lane, and I wasn't. And I almost killed somebody on a motorcycle. And I was like, never again. So now I always check, even though I probably look like a goober in the eyes of anyone in my car.
Dude,
it's worth it.
I always left shoulder check.
Yep.
Always glance over. Always check your blind spot. Always do.
Absolutely.
And again, when I'm riding, like, not that I'm saying that the cyclist had anything to do with it, but I wouldn't be anywhere near a car's left rear corner or right rear corner. If I feel like I'm going to end up in someone's blind spot, I'll either back off or I'll gauge it and then I gun it and zip past them. But I will not hover in that spot, even though I'm legal and I've got the right of way. And
man. Right. Being right doesn't mean that you stay alive.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. I won't ride there. I will not, especially with like a box truck or something. I will not ride there.
Yeah. Bro,
even
when I'm in my Jeep, if I'm like next to like a big semi, once I see those directions, like the signal being turned on, I freak out because I'm like, he might not see me.
I've had him almost mush me in a car.
That killed my grandfather that way. He was in a Subaru driving next to a big semi, and they started going over, smashed him up against the guardrail.
Oh, God.
And killed him. Like, funny, my grandma didn't die at that time, but like that was a...
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, because... an accident.
Yeah. And it's in it, like the semis have such a gigantic blind spot area.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just, and fortunately my mom worked for a trucking company, so she kind of instilled that with me kind of early on, mm-hmm. just watching that and seeing that, you know, when we're driving anywhere, you keep that, give that wide berth and you pay attention to them, because first off, again, it's like you might be the right in some of those things, but it's the same thing. It's like jaywalking. Oh yeah, they're going to get in trouble if they run you over. Yeah, but you're still dead.
Right.
Yeah. I'd rather be about right of way.
Right, I'd rather lose the argument and still be alive.
Well, mm-hmm. I think generally, you know, a lot of those truckers are actually pretty good drivers, but you always see those things. It's like, hey, if I can't see your mirrors, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot, you know, yeah. Anyway, it's just saying in that instance, man, you know, you didn't check your, you probably checked your mirror and started left.
Oh,
you
I
didn't
did.
Check
yeah.
your blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that guy shouldn't have been there.
And that's why I ran him over. Why don't we do some voicemails, emails, and text messages? I'm sure we'll talk about other stuff besides that as well. I know I want to talk about. Yeah, let's just do it.
All right.
Yeah. All
right. Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Way to go. I'm going to hit you with this pipe.
Yes. No, get away from me.
Let's pipe in some fresh audio.
It's one of these. You're going to break that microphone.
Thrills.
Was he using the pipe on this one and that's why it's all messed up?
Yes. Or that's maybe how he got fixed.
Before we start our voicemails, emails, and text messages, of course, 253-271-4787, or email us themakesguest@gmail.com. I saw on your social media that you and the wife ski, you let her take control of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah, she had to put the pipe down she was carrying with her.
Oh, that way, and she put it down on I-5. That's nice.
Yeah, I told her to put it by the shoulder, but...
threw it over her shoulder.
Tony and I actually got...
Watch me get my nuts fondled by another man.
It's even better with you sitting here.
Yeah, it really is.
Because he looks down at the ground like, son of a bitch. Why did I do this?
Great. Wait, when do you come out sometime and Justin, Steve, and I all have that as our ringtone?
Oh, no. I love how it's on his phone, too.
Oh yeah.
At all times. On my Dropbox, it's like
my mother, watch me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Another man. Sorry.
What day was that? Oh, that was Saturday. I really wanted to go down to the Dead Rebel Saints CD release party at Louis G's. It was a killer show. Late September Dogs, I think Colorado, and Dead Rebel Saints. That day, Tawny found out we had basically an opportunity to get a free piano. Right? So I'm like, it was her boss's. He's remodeling the house. He wanted to get rid of the piano. So she's like, free piano.
That's awesome. I was wondering where that piano came from.
Free piano. Well,
okay. Take it.
It makes way more sense because you're a musician. I was thinking of it as me. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with it? Oh, Glenn, he will play a piano.
It's a piano,
tell your friend Steve, and I'll get it.
Stoked. So anyway, it was, but he wants it to, you know, he was like, it's got to be out of the house tomorrow. So that left Tawny and I at, where are we going to put it? We got to move this furniture. We got to get the furniture out and then downstairs. We got to do this. Okay.
So I got to get something to get the piano.
I texted Kevin and was like, hey, bro, was going to come free piano.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm like, have a great show. I love you. So Tawny and I basically spent the majority of the front half of Saturday kind of moving furniture and deciding where this thing was going to go. And then we finally figured out where it was going to go. And then the furniture that had been there got moved into my basement. And that's what was up.
So awesome.
So finally, like 10 o'clock comes and I'm like, you know, we just needed a break. But earlier in the day, for fun, I had sat her where I sit and then hopped on the back, and I had pushed it back across the driveway with my, because one of the first things they do when you learn to ride is they teach you to use the clutch, and they call it walking the motorcycle.
Huh.
So you let the clutch in and out, and you have your feet on the ground, and using the clutch in your feet, you kind of move the bike. So you learn how the clutch works.
Mm-hmm.
So I had done that with her kind of for fun in our driveway. And I was like, here's what we're going to do. And it was kind of raining a little bit, but I was like, grab your stuff. We're going for a ride. Because now it's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get to go to the show, but let's go do something fun.
Right.
So there's a Kaiser Permanente, just like a block from our house.
Kaiser!
A block and a half. Kaiser Permanente, which means a really
permanent
nice roll forever.
Yeah.
permanent Kaiser. A really nice roll forever. So we go over to that parking lot, and I did the same thing. I put her, and then I sat on the back. And was like, just, you know, just walk it, walk the bike. And she's kind of giggling and stuff. But we got to the first corner of the parking lot, and she took the corner. And kind of, I was like, all right. So, yeah, I was kind of sitting on the back with my legs, my feet pointed backwards. They weren't on the pegs. I kind of had my feet pointed backwards in case she got over center so I could put my feet down and catch the bike.
Right.
Because my bike weighs, I think, 650 pounds. So she was kind of riding all around the parking lot with her legs still out. And finally, I was like, you know, babe, you can put your feet up on the pegs at this point. You kind of got
the
this.
Balance.
You've got this. You're riding this thing. And so she's like, okay, she puts her feet up, and I got my feet up. And yeah, dude, she kind of cruised me around the parking lot for probably 45 minutes or so. And she was like, I don't want to learn on that bike. It's too big. It's too powerful. If it gets over center, I'll drop it, you know. But it was really fun because we both had our helmets off because we're in a parking lot, so I could talk to her. So I kind of had, you know, my hands grabbing the sissy bar behind me, and then my chin was sort of much like kind of like on her left ear. I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm like, you know, remember, if you get scared, clutch and brake, clutch and brake. If you get scared, if something feels bad, if something's going wrong, just clutch and brake.
Sissy Bar was my nickname in college.
Sissy Bar, yeah. That's where I like to hang out. There's usually no fights at the Sissy Bar.
People let you cut in front of them at the bathroom.
Know, man.
Yeah, man. At the Sissy
sounds
Bar.
Sounds like they clawing your eyes out and stuff like that at that place.
At the Sissy Bar.
But no, we had a blast, man. And dude, you know, and then finally, because that bike... It's a nice motorcycle. It's really, you got to basically let the clutch out ruthlessly to stall it. So, you know what I mean?
Let the clutch out.
Sorry.
She's like a musical today.
For the most part, in idle, that bike won't stall. Even if it's going, lup, 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 it won't actually stall. So just using the clutch, she was cruising us around. And finally, I'm like, well, you know, give it a little throttle as you're letting the clutch out. And then she actually really started riding it.
Getting the feel for it.
Oh, dude, and she was laughing and giggling.
Hell yeah.
And, dude, it was honestly.
The picture that you took and that S-eating grin that she had.
She's glowing.
It said everything.
It was, and I had a blast. I mean, the more fun she had, the more fun I was having. And we were over there, and like I said, it was kind of sprinkling rain, so both what we didn't care. But she drove me, with me on the back, drove me around the parking lot for at least 40 minutes, 45 minutes
or so. That is so cool.
It was an absolute riot. And it was a nice break for us, you know, Saturday night to stop dealing with all that.
Because you're on piano patrol.
Go do something fun. Yeah, we went and got the piano. JT Phillips, God bless JT.
I saw that, yeah.
He came, him and Linda came and helped Tawny and I move the piano. We got the piano in and situated Sunday.
Cool.
But not bad. It was actually a great weekend. But yeah, Tawny and I had a total blast. And yeah, she rode the Harley well.
So is she thinking about wanting to have her own?
Since I got mine, we've been talking about getting her a Sportster.
His and hers, yeah. That'd be cool.
Get her a Sportster to ride. And like now that we've done that.
The CMC, the Cannon Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, why not, man? You know, it's so much fun. And, you know, a Sporty would weigh about half as much as my bike. And actually, I've got a Sportster at the house that my dad just bought.
Mm-hmm.
It's at my place. It just needs the clutch rebuilt. So she's hopped on it to see how it feels, and she's real comfortable. But I think what we're going to do from here is maybe go down to South Center Mall, like, you know, at 11 p.m., where she could maybe get into, you know, have enough space to get into second gear, third gear.
Yeah.
Because in the parking lot we were in, by the time she caught second, she'd have to, you know, be slowing down to take the next corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we're talking about doing that. And
yeah,
it was,
South Center Mall's got a little bit of us.
A little
surface there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She was riding it, man. She was riding it great. And it was really fun being on the back and basically, you know, having my head on her shoulder. Like just talking her, you know, through, you do this, do that. Oh, that's great. This is perfect. Oh, gently there. You got the idea. Remember, if you get scared, clutch and brake, clutch and brake. That's, if you panic, pull in the clutch. That makes everything go away. And, you know, and she's giggling and she'd give it the throttle and crack up laughing. And it was a blast, man.
Sounds like a great time.
It was really like, it was so like both of us, like you saw that photo, but both of us were like glowing because, man, seeing her that happy.
It
makes me
like
ridiculously happy. So we were like a pair of 5-year-olds by the time we got home. It was really, really fun.
I'm sure Red feels the same way. And whenever you're like with your significant other, and I'm sure you too with Hannah. Like like when your wife or your girlfriend's having a blast, it's like, well, this is all I want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're not asking for me to do the dishes. And we're laughing,
which is why I don't try to teach her anything because I get super frustrated. I was just
you.
Thinking,
are you a bad teacher?
I am a terrible. Here's the problem.
Shocking.
I skip steps, as in like, oh, you should already know how to do this because I've known how to do this for X amount of years. So this one thing that is very trivial to me and part of the whole thing. Like, oh, I already know about this? That. You don't need to worry about that. Oh, you just did that. That's why. She, Michelle, doesn't know how to drive a stick.
and I have a manual transmission vehicle. And I was like, I don't want to teach you because you're going to tear up my transmission. Which,
you sound like my dad.
She's not going to. And if she does a little bit, she's going to grind a little bit. It's not going to be bad. But at that same point, I'm going to forget things. I'm going to get frustrated. And I just remember when my grandpa was teaching me how to drive a stick and just the yelling that occurred. And I'm just like, I don't want to do that, but I know I'm going to do it on accident.
Oh, dude.
But then man, I hear
like,
you
I
having...
totally understand grandpa now.
Right? And I just get frustrated with that
stuff.
I
learned to drive clutch on a column shift, 3 on the tree in a 69 Chevy step-side pickup. So, yeah, it's an H pattern, but it's on the steering column. And because it was a pickup, you know when you let the clutch out too fast, the whole car jerks back and forth?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, we're in a pickup truck, so what that means is your head hits the glass behind you. So I can still remember. I can still remember my head going thunk, 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 thunk against the glass, and my dad going, push in the clutch. Just push in the clutch.
It's a good memory.
You know, thump, 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 thump. All you got to do is push in the clutch. But he was really cool, man.
Yeah.
He was really patient. But that was as my head's beating on the glass, the truck's going, go, go, go.
Go, Rod.
He's just sitting there calmly going, push in the clutch. Push in the clutch.
My grandpa was so tired because I stalled it out at a stop sign and I couldn't get it rolling again.
Oh.
Like, it took like 5 minutes. There was a car behind us just sitting there. What the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm trying.
He's
like,
dude, that's amazing.
Just do this. And I wasn't. And it was.
Dude, I was learning how to drive on an automatic. And my dad got so frustrated just by me like being too heavy footed on the brakes. The first time I even like started driving, I'm like, hit the brakes a little too hard. And he goes, all right, that's it. Get out. I'm like, we haven't even, like, we're in a parking lot.
Dude, and all cars have different brakes. I could get in Rev's car. If I got in Rev's car right now, probably the first time I hit the brakes, it wouldn't be smooth.
Whenever I get a rental car, it's like, I got to get that brake adjustment.
Learn that.
And it always sucks when you're done with the rent. Like, if you go somewhere on vacation for like 3 or 4 days or even a week, we're in Hawaii, we have a rental car. But like day three, now that car is home to me.
Sure.
I got it. Then when I get back into my Jeep for the first time,
jerky.
Like, what the hell? Who touched the brakes? Who touched the brakes? But my dad was like, he's like, all right, that's it.
Done.
You're not ready. Get out. And he gets out.
24. Come on.
He gets out, walks around, opens up the driver door, get out, get in the passenger seat, and he never gave me another driving lesson.
How was your self-esteem after that?
I didn't learn how to drive until I was 21.
that tells you everything right there.
For that reason and that reason alone. In all fairness, though, eventually he gave me his car. So, because he was done with it.
There you go.
I appreciate it. Let's check out the voicemail. Again, 253-271-4787. I think this is from our buddy Stevie.
What's up, Mixcast? Yep. This is Stevie, the Packers fan. So, in honor of Injustice for All's 30th anniversary,
ooh.
Quick, simple.
Ooh.
What is your favorite song from that album?
Thanks for making me feel old.
My two are Harvester of Sorrow and Blacking. Harvester's got that boom, 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 and just it's got this groove somewhere in there, and just I love it. And then Blacking's just angry and mad, not pissed. So, and Glenn, I got two questions for you.
When you leave a lead pipe on the freeway,
I've got two
do you
questions
point it
for
towards
you.
The tire or do you lay it flat across the line? Which way do you think?
Do you put it in the middle lane or do you lean more towards the left or the right?
Glenn, I've got two questions for you. One, how do you keep a moron in suspense? And
and I'm losing sleep now over this.
That's like, how do you write a note and he's like, how do you occupy the time of an idiot? Flip over. How do you occupy an idiot? Flip it over. Oh, okay. Well, I guess tune in next week when we find out the shocking conclusion of Stevie's voicemail. Stevie, I think this is like the second time that's happened to him where he's accidentally hung up on us.
That's a bummer.
Well, we got I went on Apple Music because I'm like, no way, it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
1988 and Justice for All came out. And I love the blurb because, you know, on Apple Music, sometimes they'll give you like a little paragraph description of the record or the band or whatever it is. And, you know, it's kind of cool reading this now, knowing that record inside and out. It says, with 1988's Injustice for All, Metallica pushed their prog tendencies, wildly intricate compositions, sweeping socio-political themes, extended instrumental passages to the fore. The result is a one-of-a-kind thrash tour de force that turns its back on the genre's loud, fast, short ethos. The serpentine title track falls just shy of the 10-minute mark, and then there's the Mighty One, an anti-war anthem whose complexity would make Yes blush. pay special attention to Kirk Hammett.
Yeah.
His insanely precise fretwork is the high point on numerous cuts. Honestly, until this moment, I never viewed this album as a prog rock record.
Well, sure, most of those songs are intricate as hell and on the 7-minute mark. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I would have never called it prog because it's Metallica.
But he's kind of right, whoever wrote this.
But, I mean, they had long arrangements, you know, even on, like, Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning.
Yep.
They had long,
even
intricate
Kill 'Em All had a couple songs that were not, like, your typical 4-minute thrash masterpiece that they were putting out. So what would you put? I mean, I'm looking at the track list. And Stevie's right. Those two songs he went with, was it Blackened?
The
and
very, very last song on the album is called what?
Dyer's Eve.
Yep. I always loved Hammett's solo on this song. And this song's short. I think it's only like 4 minutes. Three or four minutes.
Yeah, you're right. 5 minutes.
That's the shortest song on the album.
Yep.
Shortest song. Hammett's solo's killer on the song.
Well, let's go ahead to this. Oh, this is a nice ballad. God, the double bass.
Windowpane, we always joked, it was a running joke about, we wanted to basically video record and audio record us covering one.
Yeah.
And then put it, or any song from this record, actually. Maybe it'd be Injustice for All.
Yeah.
But the whole thing would be, on the clip, it'd be like, you know, Windowpane covers Injustice for All. And then in parentheses, it would say album correct. And we wanted to have footage of all of us playing, but every time it would cut to Chris, he'd be like sitting in the corner eating a sandwich, or like maybe with his feet propped up reading a book.
Dude.
Like, I thought that would be funny as hell, man.
Dude, it's funny because they were talking about the,
like, not even touching his bass, not even tuning his bass, you know? Like maybe doing an oil painting.
Yeah.
In the room with us as we're playing. Here we go.
But it's crazy because like the box set, I thought for sure they would have a remastered, remixed with a bass bump, and I don't think they did. Oh yeah, he's right. You're right, Hammett.
This solo in particular for the whole record. A good time, dude.
That's really, really good time. Good.
I love how it, you know, and it's in chapters. You know, he'll do a chapter of the solo, and then they all do the unison grind chapter, unison grind chapter. It's neat, man. It's really cool.
Man, I don't know what song I would go as number one. I might just go with the title track.
Oh, pretty happening.
I love this opening too.
This is incredible.
And you know, just like that would be Tony playing, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then every time it would, Chris would be like, you know, I don't know, like tanning hide or just anything but playing a bass.
Like whittling.
You know, yeah, whittling.
Like Fortnite.
Making a little wooden ship, you know, like anything.
Teeny tiny boat.
Yeah, I mean, this whole part is like you all getting all set up, you know, like nobody's getting his drums in order.
But yeah, yeah. But
he's ordering on Uber Eats.
And I wonder how many people would get it, you know. It would
clipping
say,
his nails.
It would say album correct, you know, and then.
I think people would.
Every time you see Chris, he's like, you know, knitting.
Taking up hobbies.
In the room with us, though, while we're playing the song.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that thing on the bottom of the heels of his feet, like the shaver. What about you, Rev?
I'd have to say one, because I wasn't super into Metallica. I had the Black Album, and that kind of...
Wow, so you got turned on to this after the Black Album.
Absolutely. Whoa. And it was because all of the metalheads that were in school band at like pep rallies or at games and stuff would do the drum breakdown for one like in between their songs. So they would just start doing
that.
Yes. And I was like, that's cool. And someone's like, that's Metallica. And so I went back and I listened to one. And that was the most interesting one because it was all about storytelling.
Yeah.
Like seeing the video and just
with
like
all the footage
listening
from
to it.
Johnny Got His Gun. That's that film, which is a weird, weird ass movie.
Yeah.
And so they're putting it in there. I'm like, this is storytelling in a music, like in a music setting as opposed to just a song. And it kind of opened my eyes to that sort of thing.
I still contend this might be one of the greatest breakdowns of a song ever.
Yeah.
This part.
You talk about goosebumps, and I got them right now.
And then it goes into a great solo by Kirk Hammett.
So good.
Yeah, see, I remember I was already a fan, and so it was, oh my God, the new Metallica, because Cliff had died.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, dude. And then it was, man, the new Metallica's coming out. It's our first record without Cliff. Oh, dude. It was me and my buddy Adam Nickel. That was like the beginning of my guitar origins. Is me and Adam would sit in his bedroom, smoke cigarettes, and play guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it was like my early guitar life. I didn't have a license yet. I walked down to Adam's house with my guitar. It was like that. And so, yeah, the new Metallica album was a big thing for me and my buddy Adam Nickel. And then he got it before I did. So it was like, dude, I've got it. And I went to his house.
Yeah.
You know, and you
sit there, dude, and you read
all the microscopic words of the cassette jacket that it unfolds to the length of your arm. And you're reading all those tiny words and blasting the cassette. And I remember he and I both just being like, oh, my. And that was, you know, we weren't doing anything but just sitting and listening to Metallica, like 14 or 15.
See, it's around the same age.
Just completely obsessing over it.
And it was not just, it was like me, my buddy Paul, my buddy Dave, my buddy Matthew. And all of us were huge, like Megadeth, Testament, Overkill, Metallica, of course. And I remember, like, when that one of us, I think it might have been Dave. He's the one who got the cassette. And he's like, guys,
I've got it, Metallica.
God, so like, let's go and listen to it.
Yeah.
And I remember we were all just silent the entire record. Oh,
yeah.
Like, it was just, I don't even know what they're doing. It's nothing like we heard before, and it's everything I ever wanted in a band. Like, and it's still to this day one of the greatest records of all time, even without bass.
Without bass.
What about you, Justin? You have one?
Well, Blackened's mine, but I just wanted to say, I wasn't even born yet.
How old are you?
Thanks for that, dude.
Jesus.
Thanks for that, man.
It came out 3 years before I was born.
Wow.
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Best ever retort possible.
Ever deserved. Okay, you know, Blackened is definitely a great song, though. Gosh almighty. The whole record is just so damn good.
It brings up a point of humor regarding Adam. He was a big Judas Priest fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Judas Priest posters all over his walls and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, there's some stuff going on in these pictures that I find a little confusing, man. I think maybe Halford's gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, man, no. And then I'm like, dude, the cover of Turbo Lover appears to be a hand clutching a giant chrome phallus. It's a gear shift, Turbo Lover. It's a
lead pipe.
I'm like, dude, they're kind of dressed like
the
guys.
The
remember the Blue Oyster Club from the Police Academy films?
They're kind of
dressed like those guys, Adam.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't care. You got to understand, I don't care. I love David Bowie, and I know him and Mick Jagger, and I love the Rolling Stones. I'm like, dude, I'm not saying that. I really don't care what the guy does sexually. I'm just saying, I'm looking at all these posters, bro, and it kind of seems like, oh, no. And he was just like, that's not true, man. Dude, just shut up. It's not funny. I'm like, I'm not trying to be funny.
So, next thing you're going to tell me is Queen has also got a gay lead singer.
Yeah, right. You know, right? So fast forward, you know, we get into high school. We graduate. I move away from Maryland. I move all the way across the country. I've been living in Seattle. I haven't seen or spoken to Adam in a long time, mm-hmm. a decade, right?
Yeah.
And I remember Halford put out a really killer record with a project called Two. Do you guys remember that? TWO?
Yes.
It was dope. It was really, really cool.
I even liked Halford.
And that was,
the solo record.
Dude, I like that stuff. I was never a big Judas Priest fan, but the mm-hmm. Two record I thought was dope, and the Halford record I thought was dope.
Right.
And it was right around that time that he finally went, hey, by the way, in case you hadn't figured it out.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm a gay guy. And most of the world went, cool, Rob.
Right.
You know, but that was around
thanks
the time.
Thanks for making it official, but we don't care. It's cool.
Now,
whatever.
This was before the interweb, actually. I mean, computers were sort of a thing, but it hadn't, you know, this was like 1997 at this point, right? So it took some doing to track down Adam's phone number.
Oh, boy.
Took some calls. I had to call here and call there. And I know his mom, and his mom works over at such and such pharmacy. And, oh, really, can you? It took some doing, man. But I got his number. And I called his house.
Hey, bro.
And he answered the phone. And he's like, hello? I'm like, hey, Adam, man. It's Glenn Cannon. He's like, dude, oh, my God. How have you been? Halford's gay.
I don't want to reconnect. I don't want to do anything.
Click.
He cracked it. He was like, you sick bastard. What the hell is wrong with you? I haven't talked to you in a decade. And that's the first thing. Oh, dude. And then we caught up. But it was, it was like, you talk about a setup for a joke. I had a 10-year setup, man.
I'm right.
It was
a long
beautiful. He's like, dude, how have you been?
Halford's
gay.
Dude, I'm with you though, man. Like,
it was great. And then, like I said, we had a great conversation, caught up, but it was, he laughed so hard, I thought he was going to pass out. It was hilarious.
So funny.
It was hilarious, man. That joke had been brewing since we were like 14.
You've been arguing and arguing, and you finally were like, I've got clarification and confirmation.
And it was only a point for me because he was so adamant. Like, and I'm like, dude, what does it matter?
Right.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, look at the photos, dude. Like,
right.
I really think, and he's like, no, man. And I'm like, dude, like, you know, I'm a Bowie fanatic, and Bowie does what he wants with who he wants. I don't care.
It's not going to change my opinion,
you know,
on anything.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have it. So it was beautiful. You know, like, I almost said the F word.
I know you
10
did.
Years later.
Watching
so
you.
So incredible.
Yeah. And anyway, sorry.
No, no, dude. It's funny though. Like, you
I had to share that.
Priest was like also same with me. I didn't dislike them. I listened to their records. I thought they were cool. But it wasn't until this song that I was never a huge Judas Priest fan, but when I heard this song, it was almost like an album that I think hardcore Priest fans don't even put it in their top two or three.
Most of the Priest stuff was so campy to me, I couldn't connect with
this.
It.
But not this.
What do you got?
Greatest drum starting, too.
Dude, that's why you're in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever even heard this.
Oh!
I haven't heard
no.
this.
Bro, this is
I'm
like,
not a Judas Priest fan,
yeah,
man.
This is like the comeback, almost.
I got the CD in my car.
See, even Justin's like, what? I've never heard this. I'm not a Priest fan.
This is 1990. Were you born, Justin?
No.
Jesus! Hold on.
I was already...
My mother
thank you.
Me get my nuts fondled by another man.
You know, it's weird. He was also a bald English guy.
Painkiller. Yeah.
I never even heard this before.
Oh, it's my favorite Judas Priest song.
All you guys are completely blown away by that. Yeah.
I just know,
never a big Priest fan.
And to be perfectly honest, I really am not either, but Painkiller is one of those landmines on Rock Band.
Oh, gotcha.
It's the one where it's like, do you want to play? Do you want to play metal?
Do you dare to play
Here
this?
You go. Here's a yeah. sea of buttons. Go F yourself.
Do you remember the music video? That's what made me fall in love with it. It was a music video on Headbangers. We're like, we've got brand new Judas Priest. I think at that point, like, maybe Halford wasn't really doing much with the band. So this was like their big triumphant comeback. New drummer, I believe. And I was just like, and the video starts like, I think there are guys in the car and they just start headbanging. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. I want to be in that car with these guys. Not weird at all. Just a teenage boy that wants to hang out in a car with a couple men that like to bang heads.
That's what we do.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Maybe one of them's got some weed. If you dig the seeds out of it, it's really great.
Oh, jeez. Seeds.
That's what it was like back then, man.
I understand.
Gosh, yeah, you kids today don't know.
Twigs and berries.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember just digging the crap out of my weed?
Dude, 10 years ago it was that bad. Don't worry about it.
And now, thanks to Mary Mart, Pot Shop.
Yeah.
Billy from Mary Mart, I meant to text him back on the text line. He goes, hey, what's going on? I thought I was the only guy hooking you up with pipes. Well played, Billy from Mary Mart. Find them on 6th Ave in Tacoma.
I
love you, Billy. You're the man, dude.
Alex emails us, themixguest@gmail.com. Hey, guys, I'm having a birthday party at the Devil's Reef in Tacoma.
Oh, hell yes.
October 6th at around 6:30 or so. I know Rev is man about town. I would love to finally meet all of you guys after listening to all the amazing advice that you give.
October 6th?
What's the Devil's Reef?
Okay.
Sounds dirty.
It is amazing. So, I don't know if you guys know about this, but Tacoma has an interesting tiki bar scene. And so there's this guy named Jason who used to run the Tacoma Cabana. Tacoma Cabana is
at
no
the
longer
Tacoma.
Yeah,
Tacoma Cabana.
Well,
that's where I met Justin and Hannah.
Nice. Well, he
and then Justin looked at me and he said,
"My mother, watch me get my nuts fondled by another man
at the Tacoma Cabana."
Well, you can't do that anymore because he decided to create the Devil's Reef.
At the Devil's Reef.
Yes. Which is downtown Tacoma. It's on Opera Avenue. And, well...
Opera Avenue with
the pipe hit me in the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish I had video of that. Oh. Steve even made a face.
I know he did. Was incredible. He looked like a blow up doll when he did that.
I did.
So no, and it's a tiki bar, but it's super super dark thematic. Think like Pirates of the Caribbean, sort of Cthulhu, dark and dreary and kind of awesome and ridiculously longed named drinks that have all sorts of crazy stuff in them. And Tacoma Pours, like, so they're very legit when it comes to the alcohol. It's really cool. Like, they got like cannons sticking out of the like out of like the ceiling and actual tiki huts that you can hang out in. Yeah, it's ridiculous and it's awesome. And I definitely, absolutely, 100% suggest going to that, even if it's not
Devil's
for the birthday.
Reef. I've never even heard. I gotta go there.
It's sounds fairly great. New. It came out, I think, like February. They did their soft launch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really soft. Absolutely great.
So October 6th, if anyone's looking for something to do and party with a Titanic douche.
Unfortunately, I'll be doing something.
I've stuff going on with my wife in Seattle, actually. So
yeah, sorry. I'm still
wrapping my head around the term soft launch.
It's hot, right?
Sounds like something that happens to me when I've eaten like way
it's
too many nachos.
They haven't done their giant grand opening. They're still working out the bugs, but now they've gotten all the bugs worked out and everything, and it's Devil's Reef is really good.
So there were bugs in the establishment.
There's not bugs in the establishment. Do you not know these terminologies, Glenn?
Well, I've heard of a soft opening, but never a soft launch. Like, you sure that's not just hurling dog poo at the neighbor's kids? Are you sure, man?
We got a text message. Holy cow.
Depends on how long the turds have been out there.
I love you, buddy. I got to check that place out. I'm into it.
And happy, happy early birthday there, Alex. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah. I might try
great time.
If it's even possible, try and... Is that this Saturday?
That's this Saturday.
It is this Saturday.
You don't make it either, dude.
We'll figure it out.
I'm going to be working Saturday because I took yesterday off to start my tax return.
Wasn't that due in
taxes
April?
Taxes in April, yeah.
You get an early jump?
I did what I do it every year. April hit, and I went, I'll be filing an extension. And
this is last year's taxes?
This is 2017, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, so
you got plenty of time.
Yeah, no, I've got to the 15th. I'm about 30% in it because, dude, with all my schedule C deductions, and then I bought a house, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, every year, come tax season, I'm like, oh, I'll be filing extension now. And then every October, I'm like, here we go. No, I took yesterday off. I started I started working on everything around 10:30 a.m. and around 4, gosh. I stopped. And I've got everything tabulated now. I'm just doing the data entry portion.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
Well, you should have seen my kitchen. It was nothing but receipts. My kitchen and my office floor, too. It was just receipts in piles as I organized what was what and what could be written off where.
Yeah, I need to keep more of that.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
I sound like James
Since
Kirk.
Since the man having a 800 extensions.
Yeah, so anyway, I got to work Saturday because I took Monday off to start my tax return.
We got a text message. Holy cow, Rachel is the coolest. Rachel Barley, of
Yay!
Course. I literally told my friend yesterday that I was hoping that you would have her on as a guest again soon, and bam, she was on the next cast.
Bam!
I love her energy, and her stories are so funny. I'm surprised that she doesn't have her own podcast. Absolutely. Rachel's one of my favorite people. She's just unapologetically Rachel Barley. And I think there's something really cool about that.
Yeah,
like
Rachel's
she's just
rad.
She's A, a sweetheart of a person, and B, just tells you how she feels, how she thinks, and I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So, and
Absolutely.
She has lots of butthole jokes. All right, this one's from Alex. Hey, Migs gang, I heard Diary of a Stranger. Have you heard that by the Bloodhound Gang? I heard this song and instantly thought of you guys and how you'd get a laugh out of it. You're all awesome. Thanks for what you do. JPM, TD4L, Rev, sorry for all the... pumpkin spice jokes that I'm sure that you're about to endure.
Well, pumpkin I just butt. Ignore all of them.
I haven't heard the pumpkin butt in it's been God. A long time.
Thanks. Now we brought it up, so now the stupid...
It is October.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
It can be here and gone, man.
He says around 58 seconds...
Like
he
my
believes,
sanity or sense of hope.
He believes that's the only time that they have a bad word in the song, so
it's
I guess...
It's a Bloodhound Gang song. I highly doubt that.
Let's see what happens. Oh, the album cover for this song is awesome.
This is some 80s stuff. Yeah,
that's the album cover.
This is some good 80s vibe here.
It's off of their record Hard Off. And if you see the album cover, you'll understand why.
What?
Barfing into a toilet full of a stranger's diarrhea. Lost
like this a lot.
I think that's why he wanted you to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, wait, we're coming up
Justin's
on the curse.
Getting
word.
Ready to do a soft launch over there.
Two ships passing in the night. You.
My fries. You missed it. I missed it.
You totally missed it. Nice try.
Whispers in foreign tongues from the shadows.
I'm picturing this like in a movie where some guy's chopping up somebody's body in a basement while listening to this.
Yeah, but lyrically, he's saying that he had to vomit into a toilet that already had someone's
diarrhea.
Yeah,
that's just a night at the club, right?
I've never had that happen to me.
This had to happen to him. Otherwise, how do you come up with this song?
It's cold war. Barfing into a toilet full of a stranger's diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Barfing into a toilet full of a stranger's diarrhea.
La conexión.
I love that part.
I remember once doing at karaoke the ballad of Chasey Lane.
Oh, greatest song ever.
Yeah.
Chasey Lane was hot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Smoking
hot.
Inspired a Bloodhound Gang song.
Yeah.
Do you know that Chasey Lane song?
No, I never heard it.
Oh boy.
I know who she is though.
Well, I mean, we can play a little bit of it.
She was one of the porno girls in Orgasmo.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I will find the
Chasey Lane was one of the chicks in Orgasmo.
I love the edited version
it's
because
terrible.
The name of the album, I think it was on Hooray for Boobies.
Hooray for Boobies, yep.
Yeah. Well, my friend had the Walmart exclusive version and it was just called
Hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah.
And it was very heavily edited.
And it's the Bloodhound Gang. There's not a single song that doesn't have a curse, and some of them are just really, really messed up.
Yeah.
I think I found the version.
Oh my god, I hope so.
It says clean.
No STDs here.
I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs ever.
It is.
It's so stupid, it's awesome.
Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain I'm your biggest fan.
I'm a big fan too.
I just wanted to ask, could I eat your right back as soon as you can? You've had a lot of deeds. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of deeds, but you ain't had mine.
Not a bad clean
dear
version.
Chasey Lane, I wrote to complain. You never wrote me back.
Uh-oh, it's the original Stan.
It is.
How could I ever eat you when you treat your biggest fan like that?
He's talking about butt.
Butt. You've had a lot of. I've had a lot of time. Had a lot of time. You've had a lot of JC, but you ain't had mine.
And this is the best right here.
Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to constrain. This letter is my last. As your biggest fan, I must demand you let me eat your. You've had a lot of. Had a lot of. I've had a lot of.
Oh, the breakdown's the best. Yeah.
Had a lot of time. You've had a lot of JC, but you ain't had mine.
P.S.
Mom and Dad, this is JC. JC, this is my mom and dad. Now show them boobies. Now show them.
P.S.
Mom and Dad, this is JC. JC, this is my mom and dad. Now show them. Now show them.
I wonder if this.
Oh, there was another word. There was another thing right there. He says that's dirty.
If this song got any of the guys from the Bloodhound Gang hooked up with Chasey Lane.
Oh, she talks on the end of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they don't have that part in the.
Oh.
Of course they don't.
Oh, I got to pull it up on the dirty version. You got to hear.
It makes you wonder if Chasey was like, oh my God, that's so funny. I got to meet those guys. That's the sound of East Treasure. By the way, I hurt my back moving that piano.
Good job.
I did. I really did.
How am I not surprised?
Ugh, that was creepy.
I would rather slurp rancid tuna salad out of my own.
Whoa!
Or scour my boobies off with a rusty SOS pad, or hump a piece of splintered balsa wood.
Okay, all right.
That's her opinion.
I had to bleep one thing.
I disagree. Yeah, okay. My bad. Sorry, Rev.
Get a little, get a little post production work to do now, there, Rev.
That is a little bit. Roos. It's worth it because that song is awesome. And congratulations on finding the edited version.
YouTube is a powerful drug.
Thank you, Walmart, for hooray.
Hooray. I know.
It's still the most violent, offensive record, and they found a way to make it clean.
Hooray.
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 That also has the lap dance is better when the stripper is crying.
Yes, which is the best song as done by Casio Keyboard.
Yes. And I've heard that song played at a strip club.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Who requested that one?
I think a stripper with a good sense of
humor. She probably thought it was fun. After my recent strip club experience, that song takes on a whole new dimension.
Right?
I almost gave up the goat on that one.
I know. Let's just say we were having a group chat about a certain someone.
That happens to me now.
All the time.
All the time. People text me randomly like, dude, why don't you tell so-and-so to sober up and blah, blah. I'm like, God, what, man? It wasn't like that.
You guys are besties now.
He kidnapped me.
But when I see that guy interviewed, that's all I think. And my wife's even like, I can't look at that guy the same way anymore after hearing that story.
The group text that we have, there's a picture of him. And then I was like, who the hell is that? And then I was like, Oh, yeah.
And then anytime anything happens, you're just like, yep.
Yeah.
This all makes sense.
No, I think
this all makes
Steve
sense.
Steve sent that photo and it just said, please don't leave me. So now I'm cracking up. Tawny's like, what? I just hold my phone out. She cracks up laughing. You know, yeah.
It took a minute for me there.
Oh, man. I think that's everything. You get rolling in a second. You got anything going? Any big news yet? What's going on?
No,
what's
just
going on?
I've announced the October 12th show. The big reveal, the great reveal. There's a couple things I want to have in place before I pull the trigger on the great reveal.
Mm-hmm. Reveal.
But I want to do it before the Highway 99 show on October 12th.
Okay.
So,
well, yes, that's coming up.
I definitely have some, and I might just have to skip some of the things I wanted to do. But yeah, I'll be doing the big, that's a George Lucas joke, the big reveal.
Glenn is joining the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Nice!
He's adding some credibility to their lyrics.
I'm finally going to make some money playing music. But no, definitely have a huge announcement coming soon. But in the meantime, yeah, just the Highway 99 show is going to be really cool. I've got all the songs assembled down for it, as well as several new pieces of music.
Very cool.
And I wrote myself just a crusher. Tawny was listening to me finish up the demo of it. I didn't realize she was listening, and she was like, what the hell was that? And I'm like, oh, I'll play it for you. And I grabbed my acoustic, and she just sat there and cried.
Aww.
And when I sing it, like when I sing it,
my wife does the same thing when I cry. When I sing to her,
she just sits there and cries.
Why did I marry this guy?
Oh, dude, yes,
why did I marry a drummer?
It's one of those songs.
That's
man.
Awesome.
When
dude.
I'm singing it, I get choked up singing it. It's tough. But that just tells me that I did what I meant to do.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to premiere that particular piece of music, and a bunch of other stuff that I never played live before on the 12th with, Natalie Hall, who's an amazing cellist. And Tommy Sanvelalovos.
Sanvelalovos.
I think I'm saying that right. Tommy's an amazing percussionist. So that, and then we're opening for Randy Hansen, which is the Hendrix, you know, the Jimi Hendrix experience, basically.
Yeah.
Which is killer if you've never seen Randy Hansen. It's such an amazing
What
show.
A great venue for that all to happen to at Highway 99 Blues
I'll
Club.
I'll be at Highway 99 cool Blues spot. Club on yep. October 12th. So
get your tickets. Yeah. Come on down. I'm going to try to make that. I got to figure everything out with the wife ski, but that's going to be, that'll be like a fun night out.
Yeah,
it's good
on our dude Glenn.
You know, and we'll see what happens. But I mean, with the way things are unfolding, despite you know the various things I'm involved with, that might be the last time I perform live this year.
Yeah,
so
I mean, barring any miracle with the boys and Bruiser Brody, you're right.
Yeah.
But that exciting things about that is we're very soon going to be getting the copies of our record.
Yep.
Nice.
We're plotting the Bruiser Brody CD release party.
Trying to figure out a place. Yep. We might not be. Look, I'm going to be fully transparent. We might not have a Migs Fest this year. Mm-hmm. It's just things are crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just the timing isn't working out. That doesn't mean we won't ever do another Migs Fest, but you know sometimes you just got to take a pause.
Well,
and October was just a cluster.
A lot was going on for all of us, and I think a lot of people don't realize that most clubs book 3 to 4 months, 4 months anymore. It seems like in advance. So when you start thinking about your October show,
mm-hmm.
you need to be working on putting that together like in May.
And we weren't even on that. Yeah,
we weren't even in that headspace. So by the time
and we were lucky with Studio 7,
because
in the past we were able to make that work, but now with no Studio 7, it's just been a lot harder.
Yeah, we JT hunted aggressively. JT really put some time into trying to find a venue and a home. I then, on the back end, tried to find some places as well.
And you had CenturyLink Field locked in, but then the damn Seahawks decided to have a home game.
Well, the deposit they wanted was just outlandish.
It was almost more than the Showbox Soto.
Yeah,
almost more.
But that's really what happened, not only with the Bruiser Brody CD release party, but with Migs Fest, which was, God, we better get the wheels turning on that. Yeah. And without the access we used to have at Studio 7, where Tracy and Nicole would work with us to really make things happen.
100%.
Most of the rooms we talked to, we were pushing clear into December.
Douche.
And we did have a couple dates thrown at us, actually, but it was like Thanksgiving weekend. And it's like, man, that's just a bad idea. Half the people in the city leave town.
Yeah, I'll be gone, probably.
So, it was one of those, we can't do it then. And so that's kind of what's happened. But, I mean, there will be... You know, it might be Migs Fest, but it'll happen, and maybe we'll do a spring edition and a fall edition.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Like a back-to-school edition.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, Easter edition,
It was one of those, we went, ooh, we better get on this, and at that point, clubs are booked 4 months out, and everyone was like, we'd love to have the event. However, here's where we're at, so.
But we'll do something. Yeah. We'll definitely do something to celebrate the record release, and we'll party, and we'll have a great time and all that fun stuff. Before I forget, Rev, I always forget to do this off the mic, but just let the thing keep recording for at least like 5 to 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last few times, because of our awesome technology, it cuts off the end, and then I have to like grab an old clip and like Frankenstein it together. I could have told you this before we started.
Off the end of our shows?
Like the last 5 seconds of the music playing.
Oh, for some reason.
But sometimes we do and say funny stuff after the music ends.
More often than not, we get it. But once we didn't. And it was just like, all I had to find was just the ending of the music. We didn't lose our voices, but we lost the music. So it is what it is. But it's the freaking audio recording system. It's the Rev's fault, clearly.
It is.
Throw this pipe in its face.
No!
There you go.
Theater to the mind.
Maybe we should have not that thing.
I love how Steve brings in the pipe for show and tell. Like,
yes.
Everyone, here's a pipe. Honestly, though.
What if I just start carrying this around? This is my gimmick.
You should.
It's freaky because of the amount of heft it has. And the photo, it looks like it's probably aluminum and therefore very lightweight. But honestly, based on its heft, that Justin, you would know. Is that aluminum or steel?
That's stainless steel.
Solid steel.
No, it's galvanized steel.
Galvanized steel.
But it's not. When I saw the photo, I thought it was aluminum and therefore lightweight.
No, it's about an eighth inch thick, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's bad.
Yeah, Glenn.
You think we can make that into pictures? A flute?
Can I smoke out of it? That's the question.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
If you believe.
Dude, you can smoke out of aluminum foil, an apple, a dented beer can.
Everything is galvanized steel, if you just believe.
There you go, buddy.
That's nuts. Yeah. What was I say? Oh, speaking of solid steel 3-2-1 battle, this Friday night, I'll be there celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And all that fun stuff. So if you want to come out and see some weird wrestling,
when's that's for it.
This Friday night.
Friday
night at the Battle Palace.
Birthday. Steve's birthday.
I mean, it's around my birthday. I'm not really going to be like doing anything crazy. I'm just going to watch wrestling.
It's his birthday.
I just want to show up and hurl projectiles at him now, so that later he can be like.
That.
So I saw Glenn cocking his arm back, and I thought he's going to throw that at me.
Yep.
Then I saw it traveling through the air, and I thought, oh my God, he didn't turn off the oven. And then as it came towards me, like, I just want the play-by-play.
Slow.
And then I realized he was hurling phalluses. They were little pink rubber phalluses. And I didn't know where he got all of them, but man, he
and
was
I thought they were gummy bears. And then I realized, where are my fruit snacks?
Oh my God, if those get mixed in with my fruit snacks, I might end up chewing on a D. And
it's not the first time.
Chewing on a D.
And then I have to call Glenn's friend, tell him about Rob Halford and me. Rev, you got anything going on?
No!
Perfect.
Yeah!
Justin, you have anything going on?
No.
Let's get out of here. Justin, as always, we screw around, but we love you.
At least he's scared to wind up with a new audio drop if he says anything.
That's very, very true.
What's going to top this?
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
I love it. It's on the hotkeys.
Forever.
It's like an after-school special.
Poor Dudley.
Today's special, Justin's courage.
Poor Dudley.
All right, well, Stay positive, and
my mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Happy anniversary, Anna, Hannah. I almost said Anna. Happy anniversary, Hannah.
Yep. Nice. What do you got planned?
I already made steak, so I'm good.
My man.
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Does she like steak?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
She hates it.
She's vegan. Who gives
Happy anniversary, honey. Watch me eat this.
My kind of anniversary. All right, let's get out of here. We always appreciate you guys listening.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Oh, you're not talking about me?
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.